Dalla had been chasing a hopeless ideal, trying to be a good, decent, fair leader of all the beings who made up the Galactic Alliance. All her attempts to restore order had failed. She was not the Empress Palpatina that some would paint her as. She was happy to work with any gender, any species, as long as they were willing to obey orders and uphold the law. She did not endorse slavery. Once she had brought the Jedi to heel and had them serving in their proper capacity, she would have been free to turn her attention to these burgeoning new governments, would have employed due process of law. But no one, it seemed, wanted that. Not the Jedi, not Dorvan, to whom she had given more trust than she really should have, and certainly not the Solos. No, she realized, her resentment more bitter than the bad calf she sipped. She'd been fooling herself to think that. Had been fooling herself, too, in thinking that she just might finally be able to love someone who wouldn't be ripped away from her by murder. First Willif Tarkin, then Legus, then Nek Boitu. Oh, Nek wasn't dead, but she wasn't sure he would call the lost, befuddled state in which he currently existed living. She certainly didn't. No happy doppelganger Dalla for her, and it was just as well. She drained the cup and made a face. Turning to her rescuer, she said, "One of the first things I'm going to do when I come to power again is make sure you Mantos have the ability to make a decent cup of calf." Fett snorted slightly.
"As long as it keeps me sharp, it can taste like poodoo for all I care. We've got a more pressing problem you can help with."
Here it comes, thought Dalla. She had known there would be a fee. She just hadn't known what it was. "I owe you a great deal," she admitted freely. Again, the helmet turned toward her. She couldn't see his eyes, but she could feel the intensity of his gaze.
"That you do. But before I name my price, I'm going to make it a bit sweeter for you to pay it. I've learned a few things you might be interested in hearing."
She was intrigued. Her brooding and soul-searching was growing tiresome. She was ready to move forward. "Go on."
"Moff Drigolissason is not your friend."
Now it was her turn to snort.
"Ha! And Luke Skywalker is a Jedi. Are we through with the obvious?"
"Not yet."
He didn't rise to the bait. Fett never did.
"He's been operating behind the scenes, plotting a downfall for some time. Even gone to some pretty extraordinary measures, and very complicated, long-simmering plans."
"Sounds like a recipe for Brogy stew."
"He does it that. Maybe I'm hungry."
He shrugged.
"He's no friend of mine, either. But I'll get to that in a minute. I've learned something very interesting about the Moff. He's behind the Freedom Flight."